With SRN News, I'm Jason Blacker. Investigation continues in Los Angeles. Following that explosion Friday at the L.A. County Sheriff's Department training facility, three veteran deputies from the arson and explosive unit were killed in the blast. Those deputies had 19, 22, and 33 years of service. Also in L.A., early Saturday morning, a vehicle rammed into a crowd of young people waiting to enter a nightclub. Police say bystanders attacked the driver, who was later found to have a gunshot wound. Altogether, some 30 people were injured. President Trump has signed the Genius Act into law, setting new regulations for stable coins. The law, passed with bipartisan support, introduces consumer protections and aims to boost confidence in the crypto industry. The bill, one of the three like bills approved Friday, in the House, Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
The Genius Act, the Clarity Act, and our anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act deliver on the America First digital assets agenda by solidifying the dollar's dominance as the world's reserve currency.
In Atlanta, the family of a homeless man suing the city.
The family of Cornelius Taylor calls his death tragic and preventable. Taylor died after a bulldozer crushed his tent during an encampment sweep. Now his family is taking legal action. The lawsuit alleges Atlanta city employees failed to look to see if there was anyone inside the tents in the encampment before using a bulldozer to clear it. I'm Mike Hempen.
An attorney for the maker of the video game Call of Duty arguing that a judge should dismiss a lawsuit brought by the families of the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. Families sued the game maker, Activision, saying the company bears responsibility for products used by the teenage gunman. This is SRN News. Well, faith impacts attitudes about abortion.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom urging the Trump administration to deal cautiously with the new regime in Syria. Commission is unsure about the Damascus government's commitment of freedom of conscience and the safety of Syria's small Christian minority. Under Bashar Assad, Syrian Christians were generally allowed to practice their faith in God in relative peace. This is SRN News. It has happened once again, despite efforts by a number of professional athletes as well as other celebrities to stop the action. It's happened. An Arizona home believed to be owned by a three-time Major League Baseball All-Star has been burglarized. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Police are investigating a burglary at a home reportedly owned by Arizona Diamondback star Ketel Marte. The incident occurred Tuesday night while Marte was playing in the MLB All-Star Game in Atlanta. Authorities describe it as a, quote, high-dollar residential burglary, end quote, involving stolen personal items and jewelry. No one was home during the break-in. Records from the Maricopa County Assessor's Office confirm Marte owns a property on the block. The investigation remains active. No further details have been released. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.